Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. We now have a date for Harry's latest project. The mental health docuseries, The Me You Can't See, is set to premiere on Apple TV Plus on May 21st. The program is co-created and executive produced by Oprah Winfrey and Harry and explores issues of mental health and emotional well-being by focusing on the personal stories of high-profile people. Lady Gaga, Glenn Close, and NBA veterans DeMar DeRozan and Langston Galloway all open up about their struggles with mental health. Harry's concert appearance did not do well in the TV ratings. Just 1.3 million people tuned into Vax Live on CBS, and 1.7 million watched it on ABC. Dateline pulled in 2.7 million viewers on NBC. Also coming to your television is an animated series called The Prince. This is a satirical take on Britain's royal family, with Prince William and Duchess Kate's son George as the title character. The series was expected to bow in late spring on HBO Max, but was shelved after the death of Prince Philip. According to a source speaking to The Hollywood Reporter, the series does not portray the husband of Queen Elizabeth in the most flattering of ways. HBO Max confirmed to The Hollywood Reporter that it has delayed the Prince debut. "We were saddened to learn of Prince Philip's passing and will adjust plans for the series debut. A new date will be announced at a later time." It is unclear if Philip's character, currently drawn as decrepit, will be redrawn or if any story changes will be made before the final product hits the air. Robert Jobson said, "The depiction of the Duke of Edinburgh as an old buffoon is a little cheap and unnecessary, and at this moment in time it may be out of place, but satire has been going on for centuries. He had a sense of humour about his time, and he obviously would have taken this with a pinch of salt. He might have even made a joke about it. He was very funny." Jobson continued, adding that despite his declining health in his later years, Prince Philip lived in a bubbling life, filled with activities like oil painting and growing truffles. He set himself goals, and he did it. The founder of the British Monarchist Society, Thomas Mace Archer Mills, urged HBO to exit completely, fearing that it could also amount to the bullying of seven-year-old Prince George. The series revolves around Prince George and the royal family, with nothing flattering or uplifting portrayed about the Queen or Prince Philip. After nearly 70 years of dedicated and selfless service to the nation and 73 years of marriage, Her Majesty should not be put in a position where she will see herself, her family, and her great-grandchildren rubbished and mocked for selfish financial gain. HBO should be ashamed with their decision to order and carry this program of insensitive tosh aimed at a seven-year-old child. In the face of the woke movement, which seems to be championed by Prince George's uncle and aunt, Harry and Meghan, I am dismayed as to how such a program, which is a form of bullying itself, was given the green light to poke fun at children in the way the Prince has. This is a family grieving for the loss of its patriarch, a family that is trying to navigate the rocky relationship created by Megxit, and a family rallying around a 95-year-old woman who works selflessly on behalf of the British nation. Behind the workings of British political mechanics is a human family with very human costs as to what is created and maliciously promoted about them. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Harry and Meghan's Archwell has landed a multi-year partnership with Procter & Gamble, the partnership that will support gender equality, more inclusive online spaces, and impact through athletics. The Archwell website tells us, "The priority of the collaboration is gender equality, echoing Duchess Meghan's longtime support for women and girls since even before she was a royal. The partnership will continue to uplift the work Archwell is doing with groups such as Girls Incorporated and National Women's Law Center to elevate the voices of adolescent girls to ensure their point of view and lived experience is heard at the tables where decisions are made. It will also highlight P&G's work with ProMundo to empower men and boys to advocate for gender equity. P&G recently joined Archwell in supporting Harvest Home, a homeless shelter for mums-to-be as well. The focus on the internet also reflects the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's vehement stance against misinformation and online harassment. The Procter & Gamble Twitter account was very excited about the announcement, tweeting, "We're proud to be joining Archwell Foundation to elevate the voices of adolescent girls to ensure their points of view and experiences are heard where decisions are made. All of us at P&G are beyond excited to share our new partnership with Archwell Foundation, the nonprofit created by Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Together, we're focused on building more compassionate communities around the world. Congratulations to Harry and Meghan on their new partnership. No word yet on when episode 2 of the $25 million Spotify podcast will be released. Episode 1 came out in December. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.